Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Welcome back. Midday Show live today from Citizens Bank Park as we get set for a doubleheader today. Phillies and the Cardinals. First game at 1:05. We'll play another one tonight. And, of course, the Phillies hoping to get hot, stay hot, play well, and get back to the level that our next guest was at back in 2008, 2009 in the World Series, former World Series MVP, now doing some TV work with the Phillies. And he's part of the Phillies' fantastic auctioneer. What a great item to bid on. Cole Hamels joins us right now. Cole, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Pretty good, pretty good. So, Cole, I'm curious, how has retired life been, and how has the transition been for you to start to do the media thing now?
Yeah, it didn't last very long. I think that's probably the funniest part is when people say, oh, I can't wait to retire, I can't wait to retire. And I know it's something that is, you know, for most, it's a goal and ambition, but as an athlete, it comes too quick. And so, you know, to stay mentally sharp and to just stay active is something that I've always enjoyed. And that's what I've really thought would be a really good transition with to stay in baseball. And mm-hmm. What better way than to come back to Philly, because Philly has, you know, always held a very special part in my life. And I hope I do for many Philadelphians. And it's just to give back and to express the knowledge that I have and see if I can help out some of the players there. There's a lot. I know this is a big transition and learning lesson for Phillies, and I'm super thankful NBC wanted to take me and give me, I guess, kind of that trial run and see if I can succeed at broadcasting. So it's a lot of learning, but I'm really excited about it.
So my question to you is this. Do you find it challenging, especially, you know, since you're so close to the players, to be somewhat critical at times, or how do you handle that part of it?
Absolutely. I think that's still the hardest part for me is I know how difficult the game of baseball is and the day in and day out grinds, and to live up to, you know, last year's statistics or your potential of what, you know, people put on you. There's a lot that's going on in players, and they want to be able to do well, and they want to do well for their fan base. They want to do well for their teammates. They want to live up to their contracts. So I do understand that. It's just the little things that you always have to stay with them. And I think that's something of a good teammate anyway, is when we're in the locker room and when things aren't going well, a good leader, a good teammate does get on guys and make sure that they're doing the little things and, you know, has those constructive criticisms, you know, allows them to have that, those comments that you know, the talks, that does happen. And so now I'm just kind of doing it in a different way, but I completely respect and understand what you have to do to be able to explain things to the fans. And, you know, not, you know, the Philly way, because I know I was a player, I got bashed too. So it's just doing it in a different way.
Cole, you led me right to a question. I need to hear your thoughts on what you're seeing right now with Bryce Harper, because you mentioned about living up to the contract and playing to the level that we expect. And Bryce's been a great Philly, Cole. He really has lived up to everything here. But he's off to a tough start by his standards, well below where he typically is through 40 games, and his batting average is down. What have you seen? Do you think he's going to come out of this soon? What do you think is going on with Bryce? Because he hasn't been the Bryce we're used to so far this season.
Right, and that's kind of what happens. I think he's his biggest critic, and that sometimes when you put a ton of pressure on yourself to live up to what you're capable of or what you know you need to do for everybody else, sometimes you get out of your comfort zone. And so I think just for him, it's just a step back and to relax and know that he is one of the greatest baseball players of all time. I mean, the guy's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. So I know he wants to win, and I know that's one of his big things is to win, and especially to win in Philadelphia. It's very important to him. So it's just simplifying a little bit and not getting out of the zone. You can see the stats. I mean, he's not seeing the fastball. And so for him, it's to look for the off-speed that's in the zone, and anything that's out of the zone, let it go. I mean, walks are just as good. Look at Schwarber. I mean, getting on base is huge. Look how he's continuing to do it. You don't have to always get hit.
Cole Hamill is joining us here on the Midday Show. We're live from Citizens Bank Park today. Cole, what's been your reaction and your impression of the Phillies' newest starter, Jesus Luzardo, coming here from Miami? He's going to start the first game of this doubleheader today. He's been, just by the numbers, a revelation. And he was good in Miami a couple years ago, not as good last year with a back injury, but feels like we might have got a steal here in that trade. What have you thought watching Luzardo so far?
Oh, no, you have to really give credit to, you know, the front office for being able to follow him his whole career and just waiting to pounce, because he is. I think he was the type of player that you just – he was waiting to break out. And that is the toughest part about playing the game of baseball, is you want to get established, you want to get in the big leagues, but then you want to win. You want to have the opportunity to win. And there's something that when you know there's that expectation, you start to rise to it. And – you know, it was tough in Miami. There wasn't the expectation that they were going to win. So to get to a bigger market, big city that has all those expectations, has the type of players around him, he's now excelling. And that's, you're seeing the type of player that he probably has always been. He just wasn't able to have it come out. And now, I mean, he's lights out, and it's really great to watch.
You know what, Cole, I'm kind of curious, because before the season started, I think I saw you was on television somewhere. You were talking about Taijuan Walker and how excited you were for his stuff. What did you see in him when they were in Clearwater that made you think that he could start the season the way he started it so far?
He came in incredible shape. You could see his arm action was a lot better than it was in the past. And you could see the focus. And I think sometimes with any athlete is you can get out of sorts and you don't prepare as much. You just think it's going to naturally come. And as you get older and you start to get the wear and tear, you start to have to adjust. And I think last year was just an adjustment period for him. It's the hard part where you get humbled. And I think that's what happened. You can really see his focus and his desire to be better. And he has that expectation now, and he's going out there and putting up numbers.
Cole, you know, as you know, you're talking about being retired and an analyst now and on TV, but I need you to put you go back to the frame of mind as being a pitcher. I'm wondering, if you were pitching, how would you attack Kyle Schwarber right now? Because it just feels like this guy gets better every year. And it used to be where lefties would get him. And most lefties, you know, a lefty could get them, and you'd have that advantage. But now he crushes lefties. If you were facing Kyle Schwarber, how would you attack him? It seems like no one can get him out anymore.
I don't know if you want me to give this guy a report. I want Schwarber to hit home runs and do everything he can. I can say when I was facing him when he was with the Cubs, he was young. He had a lot of power, so we understood where his pop zone was. And if you avoid the pop zone, you know what? Take a single. He wasn't stealing as many bags. I know he can get them when you least expect it. But he's a guy that does a lot of damage, has a lot of slugs. So just avoid it. And for us, it was just really just kind of stay away or stay more in and just see if he was going to bite. And, you know, now you look at him, look how patient he is. He's taking his walks. Sometimes when you're young, you don't want to take your walks. And that was something we knew. So we're like, hey, let's just let him get himself out.
Cole, how would you handicap this division right now? The Mets are off to a great start, and it feels like this rivalry is coming back, you know, the way it was in the heyday with you guys against the Mets. You know, go back to 07, 08. The Mets are in first place. They're a few games up on the Phillies. Their pitching has been really good. They have Soto now. How do you handicap this again? Now the Braves are back to 500. NL East looks like it's going to be a really good division again this year.
I think it's the best thing for baseball. I love the Met-Philly rivalry, and that was something that – it was tough. I mean, they beat the crud out of me. They're a tough team, and that's the expectations that the Mets have. I mean, when you have a large payroll, you're going out getting some of the best players to ever play the game, and you're trying to put together a winning team. You want that because that's what creates the environment. It creates the excitement when those series happen. I mean, I think all players want to be on the big ESPN games. They want to be that focal point for the week. And now those series are starting to come back. You know, I love being able to go to New York, Shea Stadium, Citi Field, and see the intensity that Mets fans did not like us. And then it was vice versa when they came down. That was exciting. We looked forward to those series. So that's something you want to see. I'm happy. You can never count out the Braves. I mean, good God. They've always been a good team. They have some of the best players there too. So it's turning out to be a really good division that's going to come down to the wire.
It will. It usually does in the NL East. Phillies grabbed it last year, and they'll have to see the Mets again a lot down the stretch to try to take it from them this year. Cole, before we let you go, you got to tell us about what you have going on with the Phillies Fantastic Auction. It seems like a great opportunity here. You and a guest will have a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to play a round of golf with you, Cole Hamels, at
golf.
The Union League Liberty Golf Club. Tell us about this.
Yeah, no, I know. I've been trying to work on my golf game, so I don't know what to expect. I'm doing all right. But I think just to be able to give you know, anybody an opportunity to just kind of play golf for about 3 to 4 hours, and it's a lot less stressful. You know, I just being able to really talk to fans and, you know, enjoy, you know, the atmosphere of being outside and playing golf, you know, talking baseball. That's something I think I've learned and a lot of my teammates have learned when we come back to Philly. These opportunities have been amazing. You know, we've just been blessed to be able to play for such a great organization in a sports town. And now we get to, you know, hopefully return the favor and talk shop and give some fun stories of what it was like when we were playing and winning. And, you know, it's just a great perspective and, you know, no better place than Union League golf course too.
So is that to say you don't take your golf game that serious, man? Because I know some cats that used to play here in Philadelphia, like Seth. They were talking about Seth yesterday. I was at a golf tournament. He is super intense. So you're not that it's not that serious for you?
No, I like to play. I mean, I'm a nine. So, you know, I'm good, but I'm not great. And I'll just have my meltdown holes and I'll just laugh about it. I think it's something because I don't practice it. I can't take myself so seriously. If I was out grinding and then I'm putting up snowmen, then I would be probably pretty pissed. But, you know, I can do really well and then I can just have absolute meltdowns and I just kind of laugh with it and just go with the flow.
Well, it sounds like a great experience. Round of golf for two with Cole Hamels. Philly's Fantastic Auction. The bidding goes from now until Sunday at 9 p.m. Cole, we appreciate you giving us a few minutes here. Enjoy today, and we're looking forward to hearing you more throughout the season on the broadcast. Thank you, Cole.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I look forward to hopefully 2 wins today.
Yes, need him to get another series here. Cole Hamels, World Series MVP 2008. We appreciate him joining us there.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply. For three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
The one meltdown hole, but he still said he's pretty good. I mean,
yeah. You know what's funny?
I imagine he's pretty good.
Because Seth was at the stateside thing yesterday, and I didn't get a chance to see him, but he must have left an impression where one of our sales guys, Andrew, was talking about how intense he was. It's like Seth is intense with everything
he's
that he does.
He's intense in the radio studio. He's intense when you say hi. Like, hey, what's up? Good morning, Seth. He's intense.
I can't imagine. Like, that's – And it's funny because Ike's the same way. I hear Mike Quick's the same way.
Yes.
It's like those guys, man, they don't know how to shut it off. That's kind of why I don't play golf, because I don't want to be out there that intense trying to hit the ball and do all the other stuff, man. It just seems like a lot.
But if you like it, if you enjoy it.
Yeah. I don't like it that much.
No, I didn't think you did. All right, 215-592-9494 for our Twitter question. Sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. Learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. You're starting to have real concerns about Bryce Harper's season. 59% no, 41% yes. It certainly sounded like Cole Hamels not having those concerns with Bryce as he gets set for a doubleheader today. Let's go back to the phones here. Self in North Philly. What's up, Self?
Yo, what's up, fellas?
Self,
hey,
what's up?
Hey, listen, man. First off, Pete Rose, he should be at. We talking about baseball, man. We talking about how he played the game. What he does as his personal character, we are not the judge. Right,
he
was wrong.
Bet on
That's
baseball
cool,
as
he
a manager.
He got to deal with that.
He bet on baseball as a manager.
I don't care. He played the game. He put up numbers.
He was in a Reds uniform betting on baseball.
You said it best. First of all, you can't say that sell that to me, because I don't think betting in any sport should be allowed, period. I don't care if it's a fan or a player. It shouldn't be allowed.
But he did it.
I don't care. It's no difference than the steroids thing. He put up numbers. He played the game. He gave his life to the game. That's what we're judging him on. How did he play? Did he deserve to get in based off of his play? Not based off his character. Not based off his personality. Like, y'all got to get out your emotions and y'all bag about stuff that don't have nothing to do with nothing.
He was banned from the sport for 30 years.
That dog ain't gonna hunt.
Listen, whatever, man. Secondly, y'all got to stop with this baby Bryce Harper trash. When Bone was going through it, y'all slayed him. Y'all gave it to him. But y'all want to get his dude justifications and excuses. If he walking around like a baby moping and all, you need to go get him therapy. That's what you should do. He cutting his hair and everything else.
But yourself, you recognize there's a difference between Harper. There's a hard difference between Harper and Bone.
Yeah. Here we go. Because of how he hit. Like, we're not talking
one
about
guy,
him
one guy, one
guy
is
going to
be in the
behaving.
Hall of Fame one day. One guy's going to be in the Hall of Fame, and the other guy is not that good.
That does not matter. Well, we're not talking about that, man. We're talking about his behavior. Y'all be mixing lines with stuff that don't matter. We're talking about his behavior. Mm-hmm. We're not talking about his production. There's a difference.
Yeah, but you put up
when
with stuff when
like
the guy
that,
hits.
You should be looking deeper.
You be looking deeper, Joe. You'll be looking deeper.
Sounds like Self isn't the one in his feelings, yeah. to be honest with you.
So what do you want? I don't even like Alec Baum. What do you want me to say?
I want him to have the same attitude.
You earned that one. All right, Self, that's enough.
What'd you say that's enough?
I mean,
I hear what Self saying, but that dog don't hunt. Who's the pitcher? Brett, who's the pitcher that we talk about? Not Bueller. Who is it? The one that got in trouble for being wild.
On our team?
No. Who? Bauer.
Oh, Trevor Bauer.
Trevor Bauer. Like,
hold on. Poor Walker Bueller getting dragged into this.
Yeah, I did. I see it.
Walker
Bueller
is probably a good dude. You know, probably is.
My bad, Bueller. My bad.
Bauer.
Like, I hear what you're saying, but you, like, some dogs just don't hunt, man. Like, Bauer was out there. He was out there wilding out. Well, you know what I mean? I actually think
the Pete Rose thing would be it'd be harder for me if only the transgressions were off the field, right? If nothing bad happened in the lines, and it was just he's a degenerate off the field, then that's one. But he cheated on baseball in
what is the one that's more egregious for you? Because that's what we're talking about. So let's break it down to this. Because obviously, the cheating thing is not as big as it once was when he was alive. Because
the betting, the gambling, the cheating.
Yeah. That's not as big as it was when he was alive. Is it the off the field transgressions?
So if I had a vote and he never gambled on baseball, he was just a bad dude off the field, I would vote him in. I think Curt Schilling should be in the Hall of Fame. I don't think you should be kept out because I don't agree with you, or maybe you did something wrong that.
So it's for you the biggest thing is the betting.
He bet on baseball. Yeah. And he lied about it for years.
Yeah. Until he wrote the book, right?
Yeah. He half lied about it, and then right at the end, he was like, "Yeah, I kind of did it more than I said." I mean, he's a liar. I can't believe anything he says. If I had to guess, and you said, Joe, if you really had a guess, do you think he ever bet against his team? Yeah.
No, nah, yeah.
You tell me he was in the hole and he knew he had a bad starter out there. He didn't put money in their team.
So,
I don't buy it.
See, I think for you that's the thing, but for a lot of people, it's the off the field stuff.
Well, that doesn't help him.
Yeah, it doesn't. It doesn't help, man. Yeah. This is a tough one, and you have to ask yourself, to be honest, why is baseball decided to do this now? And I believe that there's a method to their madness.
You might be right on this.
I think there's a method to their madness, man, because you can't talk about – like I said, thank God for this radio station, because the host, what they said yesterday resonated. It started with Ike when he talked about how you can't tell baseball, the story of baseball, without him. And then it followed up with Rob Ellis – and him talking about, you know, talking about the steroid era and all that other good stuff. They're trying to get him in, because if you get Pete Rose in, if Pete Rose goes into the Hall of Fame, then there's no excuse not to let everybody else in.
Well, I agree with that, yeah.
You know what I mean? So yep. So you're going to take these hits now. You're going to take this negative press, and people are going to ask this and that. And then all of a sudden, you're going to start hearing names like Clemens, Bonds. Sosa McGuire.
Because the same principle applies. You can't tell the story without those guys.
Yeah, because isn't McGuire, he's a hitting coach or something now, isn't he? Or he was. He was in baseball. He was in baseball. So, yeah. And you know what's going to even be funnier? When Barry Bonds gets his moment, it's going to be the same conversation.
Sure.
Because he was a bad dude off the field. You know what's funny? Because yesterday we were talking about this whole thing about Michael Jordan, and he's about to join a broadcast
NBC
team.
NBC, yeah.
And I was in a chat group with some friends of mine from Atlanta, and they were talking about it would be great to have Barry Bonds on television talking baseball.
Sure.
But he's burned so many bridges. So now what's going to happen, say if this whole Pete Rose thing happens, because we got like 2 years to figure out whether they're going to vote on it or not. They wrote it out now, Joe. They soft-sold it now so that 2 years from now it won't hit as hard because we're talking about it now.
Yeah, we get all the energy out.
Yeah, you're getting it out now. That's what they say, oh, well, this is only going to happen in 2 years. Because then they're going to start rolling out those other names. Don't be surprised if you see Barry Bonds on somebody's broadcast. soon.
Well, nothing surprises me anymore. We roll anybody back yet. All right, 215-592-9494. By the way, we appreciate Cole Hamels joining us. John Brazier was just in here. He let us know that if you want to hear more from Cole, his podcast, Backstage with Burgoyne and Brazier, Cole was recently on there too. So we appreciate Cole for being part of the show today. Let's go to Aaron in San Diego. What's up, Aaron?
Good morning, Philadelphia.
What's up, Aaron?
A little weather update here in San Diego. It's 72 and sunny. How is
it
there?
It's not that here in Philadelphia, Aaron. It's like 60,
it's 65
or 64 and cold and rainy.
Hey, Hugh, if you want to pick up golf, you know, golf, kid, you just got to stay away from those people in terms of Ike Reese. You just got to find a group of people that you enjoy. Like me and my buddies, we play military style. We hit the ball left to the left, to the left, right, left, and we drink some adult beverages and we have a great time.
No, see that, but see that's not my friends. My friends, they fancy themselves Tiger Woo. They want to be Tiger Woo out there, and they want to hit the golf ball, and they want to take it all serious. They want to buy the little golf outfits. You know what, Aaron? I was surprised yesterday. Spike had on a golf shirt and some golf shorts.
Well, he was at a golf outing.
But no, but Spike changed them. I just knew Spike was going to have on, you know, the T-shirt or whatever.
By the
He's
way,
conforming.
What happened to the polo yesterday?
Oh, I kept it on because Spike. When I walked in, Spike had on a polo.
Yeah.
Jack had on a polo.
You didn't want to be the one.
I didn't want to be the, but I still looked like I didn't belong.
So you wore a medium polo.
I wore a schmedium polo, but yeah, Aaron. I mean, I need to find some better friends. That's what I need to. That are not as intense.
Like Rodney Dangerfield says, you want to feel skinny, hang out with fat people. You want to feel good at golf, hang out with some really bad golfers.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to change my circle, man. I can't hang out with them golfers.
Or just get golf clothes. I mean, it's not that hard. Go ahead, Aaron. Aaron, you got concerned about Bryce.
As far as this whole Hall of Fame thing goes, is if the Hall of Fame is the story or the history of baseball, you know, you can't have a good story and you can't talk about history without talking about good versus evil, yin against yang, you know, light against dark. You know, this guy, and again, this is baseball not being able to read the room. Again, they fall flat on their face waiting for a guy to pass away before they lift a band. I mean, this guy on the field was as polarizing as any athlete in professional sports. And in behind closed doors, he was probably one of the most evil people, and did the cardinal sin in terms of betting on baseball. But that's a story that needs to be in the Hall of Fame because future generations need to not only see everything that's positive, but also to see the negative so they can learn about, you know, consequences and rewards and what you get with hard work and
yeah, I understand
and what consequences
that, but you
could
tell the story to someone without him having a plaque. I mean, I don't know. What is the reward? What is the story of the lesson? Well, he still got inducted into the Hall of Fame. Huh?
Ty Cobb in the Hall of Fame, ain't he?
Ty Cobb's in, yeah.
That was just, you know what I mean?
I'm sure there's 50 bad
people. No, but
it's
just because I remember. No, the reason why I brought it up, Joe and Aaron, is because I remember it was an HBO show way back when, and they talked about how Ty used to wear, like, them sharp spikes to, like, to stab people.
By all accounts, Ty was not a great dude.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
215-592-9494. All right, we'll get back to all your phone calls on Bryce Harper. He's starting to have real concern about his season and the Pete Rose thing. Eagles schedule, though. We got more leaks. We got the Chiefs game. We know when that is. We're going to discuss the schedule, which comes out in full tonight with Elliott Shore Parks next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WI.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. I think Hugh's reads are done for the day, so he's going to be all right.
Yeah, I'm survived.
Thank God.
Yeah, I screwed that up today.
You're watching you try to read the read on your phone as the font like switches on you and like the picture moves.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah, that was a lot. All right, that's welcome back. We are live today at the Deborah Heart and Lung Center broadcast with Citizens Bank Park. Deborah Heart and Lung Center, the Delaware Valley's only heart hospital. Phillies and Cardinals. Doubleheader today, and it is Weather Education Day, Hugh, which is perfectly timed. You ready? You learn about the weather today?
No, not really. I know it's
you
raining.
You have a towel.
I'm taking a picture.
Okay.
The lady taking a picture. Yeah. She's taking my picture.
A lot of people do that here. We're happy to be here. Hopefully the Phillies get a couple wins today. And by tonight, maybe we get a couple Phillies victories. Maybe Bryce Harper gets going. And we will have ourselves a full Eagle schedule in front of us. We have a lot of leaks already, including one that we found out this morning. Let's bring on Elliot Shore Parks, who, of course, is with us, sponsored by Cozy Jewelers. Step up to the 50. That's color, cut, clarity, carrot, and cozy to talk some Eagles schedule. Elliot, how are we doing today?
You know, if only there was a way to avoid weather impacting sports. You know, you would just think one day we'll figure out.
Oh, I walked right into this.
There was a way, you know. Maybe one day.
Yeah, I mean, there is a way, but no one wants that every
day. Yes. Just throw a roof on Citizens Bank Park. We could all enjoy the day better today, right? We'll be out in the outfield, no rain. I think it's a move.
Today we would enjoy it better, but in general, it would take away from things. All right, we could fight about that another day. Elliot, we have some leaks here. In fact, as I look at it, 6 leaks. So we knew about a few of these, or most of these, before this morning. So we know Dallas as the opener. We found out about the Green Bay game Monday night in Week 10. Bears on Black Friday here in Philadelphia. And the Washington game at Washington on December 20th, a Saturday. But a couple more emerged today, Elliot. A Thursday night football game at the Giants, Week 6. And then the big one at the Chiefs, Week 2. Elliot, your takeaway on what we know so far.
Yeah, really surprised that Chiefs game is in Week 2. I would thought that would have been later in the year. It's a tough opening. I mean, it was not the opener, but Cowboys and then Chiefs, not a super easy start to the schedule. I will say the one benefit to getting it in Week 2 is that they play Thursday night and then they won't play again until obviously the following Sunday. The Chiefs opened the season in Brazil. The Eagles know well how tough that can be. So the Chiefs will fly back from Brazil essentially Saturday while the Eagles have already rested for 2 days heading into that game. So I think in terms of the schedule, you probably give the advantage to the Eagles there. And then week six against the Giants, you know, I don't think the Giants are going to be a very good team. You look at what's come out from their schedule so far, their first five or six games are absolutely brutal. So it's definitely possible by week six, the Giants are already focused on 2026. So I think, you know, where these games are falling so far, I don't see anything where you say the Eagles are really getting, you know, screwed there.
I agree with you. And I had the first thought you did, Elliot, with the Chiefs, that it's a good spot for it because the Eagles will play Thursday and then get the extra prep time. I didn't realize until you said it, though, the Chiefs are playing the Brazil game. So they also get a little extra time. Now, you made that trip last year, so that's not easy to come back off of the Brazil trip. But they'll play Friday, right? Eagles Thursday, Friday. So they both kind of get extra rest before the game.
Yeah, the Eagles' rest is just – I mean, the Eagles are at home on Thursday, right, and the Chiefs are in Brazil on Friday. Now the Eagles do have to travel to Kansas City. And, look, going to Kansas City, definitely not an easy game, but the Eagles won there in 2023. I think it's safe to say we all remember how badly they beat the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. So clearly the Chiefs will have this game circled. They'll want to have revenge for that Super Bowl loss. But the difference in talent between those two teams is still pretty big, right? And I think, you know, me and you, well, I guess a lot of us talked about it leading up to the Super Bowl. Like, the new great rivalry in sports is Jalen Hurts versus Patrick Mahomes. So, you know, to get that in week two, again, surprise it's not prime time, but that rivalry playing out again will certainly be fun to watch.
Elliot, as you look at this and the schedule, I mean, the one thing that's standing out to me before we know everything else, you mentioned like where the tough ones are. There's not many not tough ones, right? There's a couple Giants games. We'll see what the Raiders are. Typically not good, although they improved at quarterback and they improved at head coach, so maybe they're a little more decent and they have Genty from the draft. But as I'm waiting, and we're all waiting for the full schedule tonight, I don't imagine there's going to be many pockets where there's like three or four layups in a row. That's not what the schedule's going to be this year.
Yeah, so every year I try to do a mock schedule where I put out what I think would be the ideal schedule for the Eagles. And most years you can piece together, mock schedules. Come on,
Great. I love when you do that.
Who's not doing it? That's the new rage. But every year when I do it, you can put together 2-3 weeks where it's like, okay, here is a stretch where if they need it, they have a few easy ones. Or, okay, let's put this easy game after a stretch of potentially two hard games. There's just not really that possibility with this year's schedule. And again, who knows how these teams will actually play out. A game that looks tough in week 10 right now could, you know, be an easy one by the time we actually get to previewing it. But if you look at the teams on their schedules, again, you mentioned the Raiders are a potential team that probably won't be very good. The Giants, you know, the two games against them. You could argue the Cowboys late in the year, but the Cowboys week one is certainly not an easy game for the Eagles. So in 2023, we saw like the gauntlet of a schedule can really impact the season. And I think by the time we see this full schedule tonight, there might be two or three stretches that we look at and go, that's a really tough one.
You know, Elliot, I'm curious because I don't think I got a chance to ask you, but how did you feel about the first game of the season against the Dallas Cowboys and how that one played out? Do you think they could have they did us dirty there? I mean, how do you feel about that?
Well, I will say in terms of an exciting matchup, they could have done better. I think the Lions would have been more exciting. You could even talk me into the Rams being more exciting. The Eagles and Cowboys just don't really play great games anymore. It feels like for one reason or another, Dak's not playing, Jalen's not playing, the Cowboys aren't good enough. Like, there just has been a long time since these two teams have played like a truly great game. So getting juiced up for that one, look, it's the first game of the season. Obviously, the banner going out in front of the Cowboys will certainly make Eagles fans happy. But in terms of the matchup, I don't think it's a great matchup. The Eagles beat the Cowboys by like 60 combined points last year in their two matchups. So Eagles-Cowboys, always exciting, but I would have preferred a better matchup.
Elliot, as you look forward now to the full schedule, we'll get it tonight at 8 o'clock. I'm sure there'll be a few more leaks before. Which game now, because we know the Chiefs, which is the one left that we don't have yet that you're most interested to see where it is and kind of what's around it? So the big ones would be Detroit. The Rams, the other Washington game, which would be here. And, of course, I think they go to Buffalo this year. If you had to pick one that you're most intrigued just to see where it is, what game is it?
Yeah, so when I look at these games on like where they land, often what I'll hope for in a schedule if you're the Eagles is, all right, so let's take Minnesota. Minnesota is going to be starting J.J. McCarthy. You'd prefer to get them early in the year. So looking at this schedule, as of now, we don't know who they play in weeks 3, 4, and 5. I think Minnesota early on with a rookie quarterback would be advantageous. I would say the same thing for a team like Detroit on where that will land. They have two new coordinators, you know, so essentially a whole new coaching staff or at least a major overhaul. So you want them early as well when maybe they're still kind of you know, putting it together. A team like Buffalo, I prefer them late in the year. You know, you don't want to hope for injury, but ultimately the later in the year you play, the less likely it is potentially Josh Allen's on the field. And I know like playing in Buffalo late in the season can be cold, obviously, and there's a risk of snow. Again, an avoidable problem. But I do think that with that, like, the Eagles are used to playing in the snow. We saw that. So I think you'd prefer Buffalo late in the year. But Detroit and Minnesota, I think you'd want them early on.
How about this? I just found this out, Hugh. Set your clock and your calendar and your alarms tonight. Elliot's going to be live tonight on WIP's yes. YouTube and Twitter at 8 p.m.
Reacting
live to the reveal of the schedule. Elliot, this is exciting news.
Well, especially after a day hanging out with you guys in the outfield, it'll certainly be exciting to go live at 8 o'clock. So, yeah, it'll be good. Look, the schedule release day is one of the most important days on the NFL calendar. The schedule can absolutely dictate how a season goes. So this is a huge day today for the Eagles' chances of repeating.
All right, Elliot, I know we're keeping this mostly to the Eagles stuff because the schedule day, but I want to give you the floor on our show because I've been hearing, I've been seeing it. I know you're an Ace Bailey guy with with the NBA draft. Sixers have the third pick. Elliot, I don't see it. I'm not an Ace Bailey guy. I think he strikes me way more of a Kyle Kuzma, like a scorer on a bad team, than a star. But I know you love him. So, Elliot, I'm sure we'll debate this a lot between now and draft night. But tell me why you love Ace Bailey so much.
Yeah, so I think if there's anything you should have learned from talking about the Eagles so much and their draft success is that you draft traits, right? Especially early on. You want to draft traits, and you want to draft guys with big upsides. So you look at some of the other picks that are available. Trey Johnson, I like Trey Johnson. He's a bit, you know, he's not the 6'7", 6'8", that Ace Bailey is. Ace Bailey just has special qualities when you look at him. He's tall, he's long, he's a good shooter. Not a great shooter, but he's a good shooter that can develop. He's the youngest of all the guys that are likely going to go in that top five, excluding Cooper Flagg, who he might be younger than him, but I didn't look up his age. Regardless, if you look at Ace Bailey, I see Kevin Durant, and I will take a chance on a player. When the Sixers need a franchise-altering player, you got to swing big, and Ace Bailey is a big swing, but I think he could be a big home run.
He's 6'8". You heard him. You say
he
big
but
home
he was
run.
Listed at 6'10".
Yeah, he was 6'8". Listed at 6'10".
Here's the thing. They measured him without his shoes on. Like, I don't get why they do that. They're not going to play the game barefoot.
That's
so,
like your true height.
But he's not wearing platforms. He's not.
I get that, but he's also not going to play barefoot. So what's the point of measuring him without shoes?
I mean, it makes sense to him. It makes sense to me.
Yeah, well, because they want to make sure – because everyone has different kinds of shoes.
Just in case he's going to play barefoot one day, they want to make sure? Like, what? He's not going to wear platforms, you're right. So just put shoes on him. So when they say he's 6'10 with long arms,
he's not
I get that. But when he plays in a game, he probably will be closer to 6'10 because of his shoes.
Well, they're all taller because of their shoes.
Agreed. I agree. So why measure him barefoot? Like, why does it matter that he's 6'7"?
Because
and a
all
half?
Shoes are not the same. So then they'll come in the combine, and one guy will have bigger shoes than the other, and then it's all off.
Well, what do you think? One pair of shoes gives you 3 inches, and the other gives you one?
I don't know. Maybe they're going to wear platforms. All right, Elliot, we'll have more time to do this before the draft. Elliot, appreciate you hopping on, and we'll see you here in a little bit. And, of course, tonight on the WIP YouTube and Twitter, reacting to the schedule. Thank you, Elliot.
Yep, sounds good. Talk to you guys.
All right, there he goes. Elliot Shore Parks there. Big Ace Bailey fan there. All right, Elliot's reacting tonight. Hugh, we didn't get a chance to really react. Chiefs week 2, 425 Sunday of week 2. So we found out two things today. We found out week 2 at the Chiefs, and we found out week 6 Thursday Night Football at the Giants.
That should be a fun game.
Week 2?
Week 2. You know, after we spanked the Cowboys in week 1. Then turn right back around. We go to Kansas City, right?
Go to Kansas City.
Go to Kansas City. Get a chance to beat up on them a little bit. You know, that's going to be one of those games where both teams are going to be revamped a little bit. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not going to be the same hype as the Super Bowl.
No.
But, you know, Kansas City might be looking for a little bit of good get back.
Well, you know what that makes me think?
We
did ask the question tongue-in-cheek the other day, but now it's not tongue-in-cheek anymore. If they have to go to Kansas City week 2, week 1 against the Cowboys is a must-win. Like, without a question, it's a must-win.
A must-win the first game to see.
It has to be. They have to go to Kansas City next week.
So basically, you're thinking that if they don't, they're going to take an L to Kansas City?
Yeah.
I think so?
It's a conceivable spot to lose.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to be the underdog.
You mean after they just beat the brakes off the Chiefs, y'all think they're just going to, you know,
That was last year.
Okay. I mean, I hear you.
Who do you think will be favored in the game? I think the Chiefs will be favored.
Well, it's at home. We beat them at home before. I think it'll be more in our favor. What is it? When we get 2 points, it means we're favored in the game for the most part.
If we get 2 points on the road, then for sure.
Yeah. So I think it's going to be closer than you guys think.
They are. I found it. FanDuel has it. The Eagles are currently a 1.5-point underdog in Week 2.
Yeah. So that's about right.
Yeah,
right.
It's been an even game.
Yeah. So yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah. I don't look at it as a must win. It's a must win because it's Dallas.
It's a must win because they have to go to
Kansas
City.
It's a must
win
because we're raising a banner on the night the Cowboys come to town, and we have to beat them to just rub it in a little bit more because they haven't seen a banner raising in eons.
Well, that's for sure. And I consider it now even more of a must win. All right, before we get back to the phones, we got leading off coming up at 12. Kyle, do we have some Flyers news here?
94 WIP breaking news.
So, according to Frank Saravalli, Flyers are closing in on hiring Rick Tocchet to be the next head coach.
Instant reaction, Kyle Quinn. What do you got? Rick Tocchet.
I mean, just like meh. Feels kind of like a lateral move from Tortorella. Okay. I don't know if it's not like exciting considering where the team's at. Like, they're a young team. I'm more interested in developing some of these young offensive players, and I don't really know if Rick Tocchet's that kind of guy.
Recent success, though, wasn't he Coach of the Year in the NHL?
Yeah, but he kind of flamed out pretty quick. Like that's why it feels a little bit like the Tortorella thing. I mean, I don't know. It could work out. It just, like, if I had to say like where I come down on it right now, I would just describe myself as like whelmed.
Okay, I mean, he's a bald guy.
He said whelmed.
He's a bald guy though, Hugh. he could be our official coach.
And he used to be here before.
Yeah.
And I think that one of the biggest things, I had a chance to talk to Al yesterday, so mm-hmm. I think the biggest thing that they want to try to implement with this is to, you know, get the youth movement going, man. They know they're not going to be good for a while, and they know that they're in a position they probably won't get a really good hockey player in the draft or whatever. But they're trying to push the youth movement. They want somebody that's going to come in and teach and coach. So, yeah.
Yeah, they need to find
a good fit.
I know hockey, they burn out quick, but they need to find, and obviously wasn't Tortorella, the guy that could foster the next, like, from rebuilding to winning.
Yeah.
Right? Tortorella obviously.
No, he was out on that.
Yeah.
He was out.
He said he was in, but then by the end of the season, he was.
They got on his nerves.
Yeah, clearly.
He had no interest.
He didn't want to do it. Yeah, I mean, you got to. It's not an easy thing to do. A lot of times in sports, that guy gets fired before the team takes off.
And then when you look at the team, you know, as we watched a little bit of hockey, it didn't seem like they really bought into what he was doing, what he was trying to do.
Torch
was trying to do.
Yeah,
a little bit.
So, all right, we'll see when this gets finalized. But it sounds like Rick Tocchet could be the next head coach of the Flyers. All right, let's go to the phones here. Rashid in Westchester. Hey, Rashid.
Good morning.
Good morning, Rashid.
Joe.
Rashid.
Hey, you.
Hey.
Hey, Joe, you're crazy, man.
About?
That's true.
Why you hate Pete Rose?
Why you hate
Pete Rose? I don't hate Pete Rose. I just saw him on the Hall of Fame.
You just hate what he stood for.
You guys did bet on baseball as a matter of fact.
I just want to throw that to you. But, Cole Hamill, a nice guy. I drove him for 5 years. I know his family. He's a nice guy, you know. Nice gentleman, so.
Very nice. It's good to have him back and doing the games now. He brings a lot of insight.
But Joe, why do you ask him a question, stupid question?
Which one? Oh, about trying to get Schwarber out?
If you ask the best pitcher how to pitch to the best hitter in the
field. Well, because I'm curious.
Because he wanted to know.
I'm curious how you get him out these days.
A stupid question, Joe.
That's nice.
Yeah, it is. Right? You know, I mean,
Rashid,
on,
do
Joe.
You think the Cardinals were listening and now they try to get tips from it?
Listen, Cardinals, you're not going to beat them again. You know, they always beat the Phillies, so it doesn't matter. And Harper is done. You know, listen, if we don't win the World Series this year, Nola and Harper should be gone.
This guy's got strong
Hello?
Takes.
Hmm.
Yeah. No, Rashid, I want you to call again. I like these takes.
Is that French? It sounds French.
Rashid?
Rashid, what's that accent?
What is it? I'm cooking.
No, I know you're cooking,
you sure
but
are,
is that, is that an accent? Do you have an accent? I might be wrong.
I speak French. I speak Arabic. No,
I thought it sounded a little French.
You're
yeah.
right.
Yeah, yeah. Bonjour, Monsieur Douglas. Ça va bien? Très bien. Bien.
Oh,
Rashid, you got to call again, man. I like this. You said I asked dumb questions, and you had a take that Nola and Bryce got to be out of here if they lose.
He dominated you.
I'm a fan. Kyle, let's get his calls up again. All right, from one guy I'm a fan of to the next one, Jay in West Philly. What's up, Jay?
I like how you did that segue.
Rashid, you a thief because I was calling Joe. Stupid question.
Hold on a second. You think other major league teams are listening to Cole Hamill
like
on the
this.
Midday Show?
His track record for everything. And you go ask. You are
I'm curious. I'm just curious how you get him out these days.
No more. He kicked you out the commercial. Y'all didn't take the beer commercial no more?
What are you talking about?
Why you just gonna call it that? How do you get Schwarber out?
I'm curious. No one can do it.
That's not hitting. Then you want to add?
What do you want me to ask?
To add to that, we already got one bum trying to cut his hair and think he's going to do something.
Well, hold on. I asked about that guy first. I asked what's going on, Bryce, first.
Then you're going to ask about the one that's doing good. How do you get him out?
Leave
him alone.
Jay, that's what you got today? You got anything else?
Why would you do that? Answer that question for me.
I did it just to bother you. How about that?
And I knew it. I knew it.
Yep, that's what I did. I woke up today and said, how am I going to push Jay and West Philly's buttons? I got it. This is how I'm going to do it.
Hey, you.
Yes.
Now, Keely Ringo, I think I like him at corner. But do you think he could probably ever switch to safety?
Keely, the mentality is different at safety as opposed to corner. I mean, I don't think he's immune to hitting. But that's just a different mentality.
I think a lot of ground.
Yeah, yeah, but you know, you got to – like, the mentality that I think you got to have for safety is you have to be able to dislodge the ball from the ball carrier. And I think a lot of times corners want to try to intercept the ball. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think he's designed for that.
I got two more questions for you. Now, you think Howie got an eye on Hendrickson out there?
Trey, you know, we were talking about that the other day, Jay. Man.
He should have an eye on him.
I mean, do we want to pay him, though? Because he wants to be paid. And I know Joe and Kyle are like, they're going to strong arm him and make him play for the salary that he's under. I don't think that dog's going to hunt, though. I really don't.
How going to work on something? And do you ever get the itch to still play? Like, just hit somebody?
Wait a minute, what?
He wants to know if you get the itch to hit people still.
You know what, Jay? I'm gonna answer you truthfully. I can't. You can't do that now because you know lawsuits and things and you know ramifications.
Ask one of them stupid questions, just real quick.
No,
Jim Miller jump. Real
no,
quick.
No, listen. I don't. I didn't think it was a stupid. I mean, I hear you, but I just knew I would be the one. I just knew I would be the one that'd be accused of asking stupid questions before Joe.
I'm just curious.
That was a stupid question.
Guess what? Luckily for you, Jay, he didn't answer. Jay, we're done now. That's more than enough of Jay.
I thought that would happen to me first.
Yeah. I mean, hold on.
They were them stupid-ass questions you asked.
Do we really think other teams are like, hold on a second, Cole Hamels is on WIP, turn everything down, he's going to tell us how to get Schwarber out.
I've enjoyed those last two calls.
They were good.
Yeah, you did.
No, we need more Rashid. I mean, anyone that's going to get this guy out of here, we need him on the show more. All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard here. Well, I mean, we know the Eagles better be interested in the Trey Hendrickson thing. We know you're a fan of Trey Hendrickson.
Well, no, but it's the money. Like, people, we tend to forget as fans, man, that money makes the meter move. Like, we can want people all we want, but if you're not going to pay him.
Stop worrying about money.
Okay, fine.
Always worry. All right, coming up next, we're leading off.
Pocket watching Hugh.
I know. It's unbelievable. This is all this guy does. All right, we'll get you set for the Phillies and the Cardinals game number one, the entire doubleheader leading off next as we're live at Citizens Bank Park on Sports Radio 94 WIP. FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino is the best place to find all your favorite player props. And now you can make the smarter play with new performance trends. Want to see if a guy's hitting that over consistently, or maybe they've been flirting with a potential triple-double. Get the latest stats right inside the app and see who's heating up. And once the game starts, that's when things get interesting. You combine live prop bets into a same-game parlay for a chance to win big. If you don't already have FanDuel, it's not too late to get in on the action. You get started with $200 of bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to join today. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic
salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.